Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Fred Vaughn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gil Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Carrasquel. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex Carrasquel. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. There goes Moses. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Moses steals third. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case takes first base on ball four. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish fires to first and has Case trapped. There's the throw to Appling who tags Case for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball towards left. Case catches it and throws to first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Appling reaches second base with a double. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Krivic throws the ball into Clift, who tags Tresh trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. Papish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Papish moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Torres reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. It's 2-1, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Clift reaches second base with a double. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Case takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-3 in the game. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Baker moves to second. Sandy Ulrich now pitching. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-3 in the game. Curtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Baker scores. Schock moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Schock moves to third. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schock scores. Appling moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kurt Wright. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Fred Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Klift moves to second. Orville Grove now pitching. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Guerra now catching. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ulrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torres strikes out. One out. Sandy Ulrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Myatt pinch runs for Sandy Ulrich. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-4 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. Myatt moves to third. Case moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt scores. Case moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.